Good morning, Thailand. My name is Alex, and I have some updates from around the land of smiles for you from the Tiger this Thursday, April 25th.
This ad is brought to you by Carzuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.
Now, our first story takes us down to Koh Phangan, where a French tourist has been arrested for drug dealing. In a major operation on Koh Phangan, Surathani police, with assistance from the Pachada Special Operation Unit, detained a 41-year-old Frenchman at a hotel bar for narcotics trafficking. During the raid, officers confiscated 19.7 grams of cocaine, 23 ecstasy pills, a digital scale, and 6,000 baht in cash from the suspect, identified as Ilan. Additional incriminating items were later found at Ilan's rented home. He now faces serious charges under Thailand's strict narcotics code, which could lead up to 15 years in prison and fines reaching 1.5 million baht. This arrest is part of a broader government effort to enhance tourism safety under the new administration of Prime Minister Sreta Thavisin and involves stringent patrols of entertainment venues and tourist-heavy areas to deter criminal activity. I told you, today's Farang behaving badly was indeed a French drug dealer. Look, there's no surprise that obviously Koh Phangan, there's a lot of foreigners there, and foreigners are typically the ones that are driving the black market of the drug trade. Where there's demand, there will always be supply. So this is something that Thailand needs to address. Of course, criminal activity always bad, but this is something that we all need to address, I think, internationally. What is our stance on drugs? The war on drugs is kind of an evolving policy issue for many different countries, and we're seeing many different countries have completely different approaches. So for now, yes, it is still illegal to be selling these illegal drugs. So if you are in Thailand, don't do it. All right, now we're going to move on to our next story, which also involves currently illicit substances, but maybe not for long. Thailand has approved the medical use of opium and magic mushrooms. That's right. So Thailand's public health ministry has officially sanctioned the use of opium and psilocybin mushrooms, more commonly known as magic mushrooms, for medical treatment and research. This policy change, detailed in a directive published at the Royal Gazette and effective from today, reclassifies these substances as Category 5 narcotics. Unlike marijuana and hemp, which were previously deregulated, opium and magic mushrooms remain regulated but are now approved for medical and scientific applications. This shift, underpinned by the innovation of scientific articles of the narcotics code, specific articles of the narcotics code, marks a significant transformation in the country's approach to controlled substances, aiming to explore their potential therapeutic benefits. Mushrooms on the way. Who knows, man? That's interesting. Because obviously, a lot of these, scheduled drugs like narcotics, there are medical applications. That's the whole point of cannabis being legalized throughout the states. It started off as medical, and then it became recreational. Of course, here in Thailand, we kind of, jumped the gun a little bit, went past the medical. But at the same time, these medical applications are incredibly beneficial, and we need to explore them because there are people that need what this therapy can do, particularly with psychedelics, right? The studies on psilocybin and LSD and that kind of stuff. Sorry, I don't want to go too hardcore. It's just psilocybin for now. But there have been plenty of studies for PTSD, bipolar disorder, depression, where these things have a very real and significant life-changing impact on those mental health problems. So good on Thailand, and we'll see what they can come up with this new policy. Anyways, moving on to our next story. So our next story takes us all the way up to South Korea. Keep going. Thai netizens criticize illegal workers in South Korea for protest against arrests. Weird one. So Thai social media erupted in criticism towards illegal Thai workers in South Korea after they organized a protest against their arrests by local authorities. The protest, held outside the Yangju City Immigration Office, was led by a group, including one identified by the Facebook name Fonfon Street, demanding a halt to what they called unjust treatment. The protesters, displaying banners and signs advocating for migrant labor rights and dignity, sparked a backlash on platforms like Facebook and Twitter. Now, many Thai netizens accused them of harming Thailand's national image and exacerbating visa and employment difficulties for others seeking legal employment in South Korea. The virality of the protest led Fon Fon Srit to deactivate her Facebook account, and there has been no subsequent update from the Yangju Immigration Office regarding the incident. Now, this episode adds to ongoing tensions over the impact of Pinoy, or little ghosts, on the prospects of Thai nationals traveling or working in South Korea legally. So this is a weird relationship between the South Koreans and Thailand, right? Strong relationship. Thai people come down, or South Koreans come down here to travel a lot. It does seem that there are a lot of Thais that like to go to South Korea for work. It's bilateral. That road goes both ways. But it seems that Thai people are experiencing discrimination in South Korea. I've done a few stories now where we've done stories on influencers being detained at the South Korean border, just coming in trying to visit, right? They were detained overnight. So there's extra scrutiny that is being placed on Thai nationals when they go into South Korea. However, that might be because a lot of them are there working illegally, which was, the point of this protest is, hey, even if we are working here illegally, that doesn't mean we don't deserve dignity. Now, as an American, this is a big issue, obviously, in America with illegal migrant workers who still contribute a lot to the economy, even if they are there illegally. I don't know. We'll see. people are up in arms right now. Anyways, let's move on to our next story, which is even more outrageous, okay? So this one is a bit terrifying. Now, a student discovers hidden cameras in an apartment, prompting legal and privacy concerns. So a disturbing breach of privacy occurred when a student found hidden surveillance cameras in her apartment, sparking widespread concern about personal security after the end of a relationship with her ex-boyfriend who had shared the living space. The student noticed unusual familiarity with her activities, prompting her to search her apartment. Now, in late March, she discovered two covert cameras, a large one concealed inside a cardboard box, and a smaller one among everyday items on her table, both set up for remote access via mobile phone. Upon reporting this to the Konkan police on March 18th, her ex-boyfriend was questioned, and he admitted to installing the devices, ostensibly for audio recording, despite their visual recording capabilities. The incident, which highlights significant privacy risks, especially for women living independently, serves as a cautionary tale about the importance of vigilance and prompt action to safeguard personal spaces. Whoa, this is scary. Terrifying story. I never like it when I've watched horror movies like this. Actually, if you guys want to see The Rental, that's a story that goes into this in detail. But it's just another story of obsession and romantic obsession. We have a lot of these here on the Tiger sometimes, and you know it's gross. It's violating just to feel like somebody's invading your space and knowing your every move. So there needs to be some clear punishments meted out when people are caught in the act, caught red-handed, so that we can avoid this happening in the future. I don't know. It's a weird thing. We're like, as somebody who posts a lot of my life publicly, I would like to pick and choose those moments. I don't want other people to be doing that for me. So good on this girl for figuring it out, and hopefully this warning will wake other people up to the problem. All right. On to our next story. Let's head on down to the islands again. So an intoxicated man, he had a knife, and he was arrested in a hospital after falling asleep with it. So an intoxicated man, Kun Nikorn, caused a scare at Chularat 11 Hospital in Bangpakong after he entered the facility with a knife at around 1:30 a.m. and eventually fell asleep in an observation room. The hospital staff had to lock themselves in their rooms when Nikorn, carrying the knife, made his way to the 7th floor. A security officer later found him asleep beside the knife and promptly notified the police, who arrested him without further incident. Earlier in the night, Nikorn had dropped off another intoxicated individual at the local police station and then went to the hospital, claiming to seek relief for a headache, but ended up dozing off. He insisted that the knife was for self-defense. Now, the police are investigating to determine the appropriate charges, stressing that Nikorn had no intention to harm anyone and was simply confused. it's still scary. I don't care how confused you are. If you're drunk and running around with a knife in a hospital, right? Probably not a place you're supposed to be. You're gonna cause some concerns. So I think it's funny the situation was de-escalated. No one was hurt, and now the police are like, what do we do with this guy? What is the punishment? He made people feel unsafe and insecure. However, I don't think he really had intention. He was just drunk. So public intoxication, it seems like an appropriate one. But yeah, knife wielding. Also, shouldn't be brandishing weapons in public. That's generally a no-no. All right. Anyways, guys, got one last story for you. And this one is, the weirdest and wackiest of the day. So did you know that Thailand has a hockey team? And did you know that it is very good as they dominate Kuwait 57-0 in Stark Under-18 hockey tournament opener? Now, in an extraordinary display of dominance, Thailand trounced Kuwait 57-0 in the opening match of the hockey tournament in Uzbekistan, marking one of the most lopsided victories in the history of International Ice Hockey Federation, or IIHF. The game, which took place on Tuesday, was Kuwait's debut at the under-18 level, where they faced a staggering 122 shots from Thailand, managing only one shot in return. Now, Khun Nattapat was particularly notable, scoring 7 goals and earning a total of 13 points. This massive win reflects Thailand's growing prowess in the sport, having secured bronze in the last two division under-18 World Championship tournaments. The tournament continues with Kuwait looking to recover in their next game against Malaysia, as part of a series of matches involving 9 teams, concluding with the championship game on April 30th. Good luck, Thailand. Seems like with those numbers, they might have a chance of taking the gold home this year. But yeah, come on. At what point do you invoke the mercy rule, guys? 57-0. Aren't we all just wasting our time at that point? Let's all take a break. Just acknowledge the fact that Thailand is better than Kuwait at hockey. Who knew either of them had a hockey team? Now you do. Well, all right, guys, that'll do it for the news today. I have been Alex. This has been the Tigers Good Morning Thailand. You can always go to thetiger.com to catch up on more news updates from around the land of smiles. And we'll be back again with all of our subscribers again tomorrow morning on Friday.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.